In his bathroom.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's the way he always travels.
And this is the wife here, along with his half-bride, yes.
Kimberly Conrad, who was just dating him at the time.
At the time, they were just dating, yeah. That was back when the man...
And they got two kids.
Two kids?
Yeah.
And he always hung around in his bathroom. Slippers? Does he wear slippers? I don't see
slippers.
Bathrobe and slippers. What a
odor
man.
Odor eaters.
Odor eaters in the slippers. How nice. This half... Yeah, he looks like a little disheveled, like you just woke him up.
Well, he did.
That is pretty wild that he would allow people into his house like this.
He doesn't get up till about 1.
What time did y'all get there?
We got there about 10.
So he still
had to wait 3 hours for the guy to get up.
For him to drag his ass out of bed till...
Yep.
1 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Oh, man, look at this. Is this the swimming pool here? This little
Grotto. Grotto.
Can you imagine the that must have come out of this pool? I mean, this mansion, he owned it for like 20, 30 years. He says he's made love to 10,000 women. That's just him alone.
Yep.
And with all the parties, remember you used to read about them all the time, the parties at the mansion?
Wall-to-wall nakedness, yeah.
This pool must be just literally... I'd hate to be the guy that worked down the filters for this bad boy. Just buckets of chlorine. Well, very nice. It's a memory to treasure, huh?
You bet.
From your friends at DC-101.
Thanks to DC-101.
That's right. Yeah. Now, I tell you, well, you're married, man, so you couldn't involve yourself in any of the English. But yeah. I remember... when I first got divorced, I took me a little trip out there. Yeah, the station I was working for said, Grease, you just got a divorce. I think you ought to go out to the mansion. Louis, I said, I don't know. But the more I got to thinking about it, I thought, well, hey, that might be sweet. So, I journeyed out there. Game plan. You see, when they let you have the tour of the mansion, they let you into the dining room and they let you into the living room, and that's it. They got velvet ropes securing the rest of the mansion. I mean, they don't want you wandering around walking into Hef's bedroom while he's sound asleep. So when we got there was a party going on. This is before he knew that Kimberly woman that he's married and had two kids with. It was back in the days. I looked, there were women everywhere. There were nymphets. And they had a hot band playing. Unbelievable.
It's rough. It's a dying
world. There was Jim Brown.
Just take it right off.
Everywhere you look. Well, they did have the mansion roped off. But what I did... folded up under my arm one of those little waiter's jackets. You know, one of them three-button white waiter's jackets? So I said, Hef, where's the crapper, buddy? He said, it's around the corner. So I slip into the bathroom. I take off my suit jacket.
I'll see you, sir.
And I threw it in the hamper. And I put on this little waiter's jacket. And then I grabbed a tray, and I held it up on my head, and I go walking through the crowd. I undo one of the velvet ropes, and now I'm in the mansion itself, away from where the guests go. I walked into this room, and there was these women oiling each other up, obviously getting ready for a photo shoot. Had all those lights set up. I said, hi, ladies. The photographer will be here in a second. He sent me to loosen you up. I dove on that waterbed. I was like, now I'm surrounded with these dead. I mean, I'm nuzzling tatas. It was great. I mean, I had one of them leaning back. I said, just hold your face up a second. Hold your face up. He'll be with you in a second. I mean, I'm having the time of my life when all of a sudden... Intruder. Intruder. Intruder in the mansion. Intruder in the mansion. Intruder in the mansion. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. The alarm's gone off. Let me...
Nice, yeah. The Grease Man Show. DC 101.